Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. No end to the pain in Southern California, where land and neighborhoods stripped bare by wildfires are now giving way to mud and sludge slides. CBS News weather correspondent Rob Marciano is there.
The worst of it, I'll tell you this, is over. Although we're still getting rain, we still have the potential for seeing another couple of inches of rain today with sporadic showers.
Cars and trucks have been swept out to sea. So far, no casualties, but evacuation orders are in effect in several areas. Key economic indicator is out.
U.S. retail sales plunged last month, which is typical after a busy holiday shopping season. That combined with the winter storms caused a decline of about 0.9%.
CBS's Stacey Lynn reporting. Vice President J.D. Vance has just told a global security conference in Germany there's a new sheriff in town.
We can come to a reasonable settlement between Russia and Ukraine. And we also believe that it's important in the coming years for Europe to step up in a big way to provide for its own defense.
CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barr.
On the next Midday Magazine, we wrap up the week in part one with the Fact Group from Lincoln High School, and in part two, our friends from the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. It's 4 to 5 on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Scammers don't seem to take a day off, and elders are often a target. The grandparent scam has been making the rounds again in our area. The caller claims to be a loved one asking for bond money because they've been in a car accident. They'll try to explain why they don't sound like your loved one by saying they were injured in the crash or they're suffering from a cold. If you receive a call like this, do not give them any personal information and contact the police. Another scam to watch out for. If you like to visit Ho-Chunk Gaming in Wisconsin Dells, be warned, they do not have a mobile app. If you see an app that says Ho-Chunk Gaming Casino Official online, it is a scam. A former Capitol Police officer speaks in Green Bay about January 6th. Lisa Hale has more.
Harry Dunn, author, activist, and former U.S. Capitol Police officer, has called out legislators, candidates, and leaders who do not condemn the over 1,500 pardons issued for the January 6th insurrectionists by President Donald Trump.
Listen, anytime I get the opportunity to push back against individuals that are downplaying, whitewashing, diminishing, flat out lying, or trying to erase what happened that day, what me and my coworkers went through, that fails to condemn these pardons, that should be easy. That should be easy. It's not left or right. It's right or wrong.
Dunn was in Green Bay last week, encouraging people to get involved with democracy locally. There's a Red Cross blood drive at McMillan Memorial Library next week, Thursday, February 20th, from 10 to 3. You can register at redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
We have more snow on the way late today, tonight, through much of Saturday. We could get 4 to 7 inches by the time everything winds down late Saturday into Saturday night. Today, snow in the afternoon up to 23, snow tonight 18, 29 tomorrow, with much colder temperatures for most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Got your host, James, here. I'm joined by CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together on a Friday and a Valentine's Day. We're here to have some fun. We're going to take you to the top of the hour. Got some good topics for you to get us there, too. What is the perfect length? What is the nap length of a perfect nap?
I'm a napper, so I mean, any nap is good for me.
And we're going to need audience participation on that one. And what's the best type of filling in a box of chocolates?
We've
got two big ones coming up. We're going to get into those. We, of course, got to get into some entertainment news to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. And just a couple of quick mentions real quick. Want to mention that Love on the Air Text to Win contest winner was Corey Emerson. Congratulations to Corey. And a big thank you to all of our partners out there. We'll get Corey's name out there one more time. Corey already knows, but we just wanted to make sure to highlight that and thank the audience for that. Appreciate them very much. Corey, WFHR listener, and appreciate that out of them.
And, you know, you can't win if you don't play. Yep. So you got to keep that in mind for future, right? Like, mm-hmm. if you have the opportunity, now's a good time to download the app. Yeah. So the next time there's a contest, you're ready to go.
Yeah, and they're going to be coming, everybody, because we had the more successful these are, the more you participate, the more we can do them and give more, just give away things more. We love doing that around here. Big thank you to everybody that helped out with that one, especially a big thank you, of course, to our sponsors, Quality Plus Printing, WAM Incorporated, and our text line sponsor, Johnson & Sons Jeep. We'll go ahead and get into some entertainment news here. And I don't know if this has been, people heard about this or not, but Lainey Wilson's been in the news a little bit. Not surprising. We're going to do a contest on the Sunrise Show at 105.5. We're out 7 to 8 Monday through Friday over there at 105.5. And I want to know from the audience over there or over here, anywhere really, who do you think is going to have the biggest year of 2025? Who do you think is going to be the biggest country star of 2025?
Is the prize like coffee with Lainey Wilson? Because I might play.
You and a lot of others. we got a great gift certificate from our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop that we're going to be giving away. Our sponsors of the Sunrise Show. Big shout out to them and a good morning to them. Well, Lainey Wilson's not only been in the news for a couple of things. She is the new Whataburger brand ambassador.
I like Whataburger.
I love Whataburger. Yeah, love it. And Lainey may have us beat, though. She grew up on the stuff, and if I have this story right, her people reached out to them a little bit because she had been seen in like a social media post eating Whataburger, and they had Whataburger, their social media account had like, you know, jumped on it.
Sure.
And they're like, well, hey, if you want to work this out, Lainey's more than happy to. And I think it's just really cool when that happens, where the artist gets a chance to do work with a brand they actually really like, and you can tell that they do, especially when there's already, you know, evidence of them liking it long before they were paid to like it.
A month ago we were on vacation and we had Whataburger, and nice. I was just like, oh, I have to go there. I love
it's so good.
And I think part of it is the food. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of A&W a little bit, their burgers.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the food, but I also love their logo because it reminds me of Wonder Woman.
That's good. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
They probably don't appreciate that, but I'm just saying, like, I love that. You'll never look at it the same.
No, never, never. I'll never look at it the same. You can get her favorite menu on her favorite item menu, a honey butter chicken biscuit.
Not me. Yeah, I'm not in line for that.
No,
sorry.
I do like their biscuits, though. There's something about a good biscuit. Oh, love a good biscuit.
I'm not a biscuit person.
And congratulations to her as well. She just got engaged like about a week ago or something like that, too. So she's been all over there.
Busy girl.
And she is good. I know she's touring this summer. I really feel like she might be the Super Bowl halftime show next year.
That'd be awesome.
I will put my name on it. I almost guarantee you it'll be a country act. I'm almost 100% guaranteed. They're going to go the complete different direction like they always do.
Well,
like
flip-flop. You know, that keeps attention of everybody.
That's what they should. They're trying to cover all their bases here, and it's almost impossible to do. So I think that's a smart idea.
Still, one of my favorite things about her is, and I'm sure many, many artists have done this, but I love, and maybe just because it went viral, but, you know, like 2 years ago, she was in Nashville, and somebody was covering her song, and she just popped in and popped up there and started singing with them, and I'm just like, could you imagine being that person, you know?
That'd be amazing.
And now, look at, she's promoting this Whataburger brand, and doing great stuff.
I saw a video of Teddy Swims doing that. And Teddy Swims has got such a powerful, big voice. And when he was singing with this other person, he kind of like did backup vocals.
Yeah, that's
cool. Really cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it was really, I get goosebumps watching it. It was pretty cool. And also, on your small screen this weekend, get into a little bit of what's on your TV and your big screen. And, of course, what's going on locally. We'll get into some of that with you right now. We got on your small screen, on ESPN and Disney Plus, the All-Star Celebrity Game. Shaboozy, Mickey Guyton, Walker Hayes going to be a part of that one. I like that they still do that. Tonight on Peacock, SNL 50, the homecoming concert. It'll feature performances from Lady Gaga, Devo, Miley Cyrus, Bad Bunny, Post Malone. That should be pretty good, too. Real Time with Bill Maher going to be on tonight. The third season premiere of Yellow Jackets and the premiere of The Gorge, Miles Teller and Anna Taylor-Joy movie. Waitress, the musical, will be on Max, streaming on Max tonight. That's kind of cool. Yeah. I like that they're doing that more with not classic musicals maybe, but you know, ones that have been around for a while and everything. Got a bit of a name to them. A Hallmark Channel premiere, The Return to the Office, the original movie, is about a romance between two coworkers. So, yeah,
no
Hallmark
way.
Movie.
No way. A romance between two coworkers on
Shocking.
Hallmark.
And
wonder what happens.
Sunday, 2:30, you got the biggest race in the world, one of the biggest races in the world, I should say, on Fox, the 2025 Daytona 500. You know that already if you watch the Super Bowl. Were they promoting that. More power to them, but just, man, they're really promoting it. Doing some good marketing with NASCAR, too.
You also kind of, you know, once the Daytona 500 hits, you kind of know spring's around the corner,
yes,
too. You know what I mean? It's like just a mental thing. Yeah. It's like, okay, we're getting through February.
Daytona 500, pitchers and catchers reporting. Yes,
yeah.
100%. Yeah. More than the Robin singing or anything else.
The Groundhog, any of that.
That speaks to spring.
I agree.
Yeah. At 7 o'clock on Sunday, SNL 50, the anniversary celebration. It's a 3-hour live special. It'll be streaming also on Peacock. There will be a mix of SNL alums and previous hosts on there. We'll never see anything like Saturday Night Live again.
Maybe they'll play the Chippendales.
Just because we were talking about it. Maybe. I admit it's not only my dream job, but it's something that I've worked very hard at when it comes to working at Second City and some of those things. But I really do think that it's one of the things, too, to remind is there anybody out there that doesn't have at least one sketch or one cast member or one thing that you enjoyed about Saturday Night Live, one thing in your lifetime that it didn't make you laugh? It didn't entertain you a little bit. I don't know if there's anybody out there listening that
especially in our age range.
If you notice, there's not only no variety shows anymore. Every time a variety show tries, it just fails. Doesn't matter who's a part of it. I don't think you'll ever see anything like this again. It's an incredible thing, and I don't know how long it's going to be on either. So I think this 50th special is kind of cool. I'm going to be checking it out. I know.
Yeah, it is awesome.
The 23rd season premiere of Family Guy is on Sunday on Fox as well, along with the NBA All-Star Game semifinal, Game 1. It'll be followed by Game 2. Who knows what they're doing? And I love basketball. I love basketball. I love this time of year because I get to put my focus on college basketball and women's college basketball and the NBA, and I have no idea what they're doing with the NBA All-Star Game. They don't know what they're doing. If they have any brains, they will do what hockey is doing, where they're doing their four nations face-off, where you got America, Sweden, Finland, and Canada, all in this like Rob Robin kind of tournament to see who's the best in the world. USA, USA. It's awesome. I think the NBA should do something very similar to that. And Last Week Tonight with John Oliver premieres this weekend as well. What's new on your big screen? Really, nobody wants to compete with Marvel. You got a couple of small releases. Becoming Led Zeppelin, it's the first ever authorized documentary about the band. I'm very curious about that. I'd like to see that. And Paddington in Peru, rated PG. Paddington travels to Peru. Antonio Banderas is one of the actors in it and everything. These movies are gigantic. Like, they're pretty big in America. They're really big around the world. I think some people will be like, well, they're making another Paddington movie? Like, in Peru? It doesn't be like... They're hitting the Latin audience. They're hitting England, the European audience. Like, these movies are really big. And that's kind of cool, I think, actually.
Universal character.
Yeah, that is still, like, a character from our youth is still that popular. It's like when I see Winnie the Pooh, people still buying Winnie the Pooh stuff and everything. I think that's really cool. The big one coming out this weekend, though, is Captain America Brave New World, PG-13. Anthony McKee, Harrison Ford in this one. You get, anytime you get Harrison Ford as playing the president, you're almost guaranteed a movie. He's only done it once before, but still, two for two, I'm going to say. I don't know if the movie's going to be any good, but yeah, Harrison Ford will be great today. I guarantee that. That's about it for your entertainment this weekend. Outside of local things going on, we got a bunch of great local stuff coming up for you, everybody, that I wanted to take a moment and focus on. So we spend a lot of time on entertainment throughout the week and throughout the year. We don't spend nearly enough on local stuff, and that's on me, and I'm trying to do a better job of that. Our great friends at the Historic Point Boss have their Wakely Winter Feast going on tomorrow. The gathering will begin at 4, dinner at 4:50. The meal will consist of donated wild game of two domestic meats, period dancing, a basket raffle, and silent auction. This will all take place over at 416 Crestview Lane, the beautiful Nakusa Community Center. A big thank you to the boys joining us here the other week. You can find out more about this if you listen to our Midday Magazine with the Historic Point Boss. Find it at civicmedia.us. It's always a great event and a great way to keep history alive in our area. You're going to have a good meal. You're going to enjoy yourself. And while you're doing that, you can also know that you are investing in our history. You are keeping our history alive, like the great people over at the Historic Point Boss are. Find out more at their website, historicpointboss.com. And you can get tickets at Family Natural Foods and Daily Drug and Beavers and the Moravian Church. You can pick them up in any of those places. And, of course, I mentioned Family Natural Foods. I wanted to make sure to mention that this coming February 18th, 5:15, they got their essential oils presentation they're going to be doing. Liza from Paranorome is going to be there, and she is amazing. Great conversationalist, great talker, going to be able to answer any questions you might have, and you can just talk face-to-face with somebody about it. They do a great job with these presentations. Be sure to check them out and find out more at FamilyNaturalFood.com, and meet them there Tuesday, the 18th at 5:15 for their essential oil class at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Also wanted to make sure to mention our good friends at Savor the Arts have their, you can experience Broadway. You don't even have to travel to New York.
Sweet.
Don't even got to get on the plane or any of that
stuff. I mean, I would
go
to New York, but you could do both.
I got to get to New York. I got to. Bachelors of Broadway, Gentlemen of the Theater. We got New York coming to us. This brand new 3-man act features lush symphonic arrangements of songs with modern and classic musicals like Wicked, The Phantom of the Opera, Jersey Boys, Miss Saigon, The Greatest Showman, Dear Evan Hansen.
Cool.
These guys are amazing too. Like really, really good harmonies. You can get your tickets for this one at SavorTheArts.com. And if you want to make a complete day, a complete evening out of it and everything, begin the evening with dinner. Our great friends at The Ridges are offering a delectable meal at the restaurant for only $26. A cash bar is available as well. Get your tickets and be a part of this one and help support the arts in our community. You can get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com. SavorTheArts.com. This amazing show is coming up for you, everybody. It's going to be a really good one. We're looking forward to this. And enjoy. Enjoy. Find out more at SavorTheArts.com, everybody. Encourage you to do that. Wanted to mention as well the great event that the Family Center is putting on, Terry. Our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center has brought back a popular event, kind of reimagined a little bit. Chefs for Change is coming up February 27th. This will be taking place at the wonderful Nakusa Community Center we just mentioned earlier. They're going to have an excitement beginning at 5 with a cocktail hour while you bid on treasures in the silent auction and savor the appetizers from some of our best chefs in the area. Going to be able to communicate, do some networking and all that while you're there as well, because one of the best parts of this event, certainly all the prizes and things you can win, the food, my God, the food is going to be amazing.
It is fun. It's a great event.
While in the past they had a pretty decent MC, it was me. He was okay. You got Joel Goodness as your MC this year, and Joel is amazing. Joel is awesome, so that is going to be great. Chefs from Dairy Food Works, MSTC Culinary Program, Hotel Mead, Great Expectations, such great food, such great camaraderie and fellowship and everything going on with this event. And one of the cool things about it is as you're walking around, you're seeing like-minded people, you're seeing people on the right side of history. I would like to think in this day and age, one topic that is not divisive, especially as we're talking on Valentine's Day, we're talking about love here and everything, you don't hurt the people you love. It's as simple as that. And that's something that our domestic violence shelters around the country have had their budgets slashed and destroyed. This is our opportunity to help. This is our opportunity to be on the right side of history and to show that we stand with our domestic violence shelter. We stand with our family center. So on those hard days, those days when they're grinding through and dealing with the heavy work that they are dealt with every day, 24/7, they have hopefully a comfort, a reminder that, you know what? I'm not alone. I'm not in this by myself. That the people, their clients that they work with have a reminder that, hey, I'm not alone. The kids that are in the families of this understand that they are not alone. That is so vital. And I would like to think on a day like today, where we're all celebrating love, we can all get behind this one. 100% of you out there, whether you can go to the event or not, you could be an ally. You could be a supporter. And we appreciate that. Chefs for Change going on February 27th. Find out more and get your tickets at familyctr.org. I hope I didn't skate past the fact that this is going to be a lot of fun. I get
it is,
so serious.
It is a great
sometimes.
Event. Yeah.
It's
going to
be a lot of fun.
Great cause.
Great
serious
event.
Cause, for sure.
And before we go to break, I did also want to mention that the 11th annual Southwood County Empty Bowls event is going on tomorrow. It'll be at the Focus location, especially if you haven't been to the new Focus location. It's at 2321 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to check that out. Again, some of our greatest cooks and chefs and everything getting together to get you these great soups and donating their time to this event. It'll run from 11 to 2 tomorrow. We'll include basket raffles, products, and services donated by businesses in the community. You can find out more by going to the Focus Facebook page. Just type in your search bar, Focus or Southwood County Empty Bowls event. Wonderful event. The bowls, a lot of them are handmade by some of our local kids and everything too, and that is a great thing. And this is one of those events that has a lasting effect, not only for the people that could really use it and help that are struggling with food inequality and everything, but for you out there, the giver, where I've talked to people about this years later, decade later, and they're going through and they're just a random Tuesday or whatever, and they're getting food together and stuff, and they come across that bowl that they got.
Oh, we've got lots of those bowls at home, yeah, man. From different years.
And you're reminded of this.
Pick one to take it with you, and yeah, it's great. It's a great reminder.
You get that good feeling all over again.
I actually use them for candy dishes.
Oh, that's a good use.
You know, because they're like handcrafted. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're neat to have out at different points in time, and good reminders. I just want to give a shout out to tonight, girls basketball, Lincoln High School. That's our Valentine date. Nice. This is the last home game for the girls senior night. Yeah. So just, you know, throwing that out there. Got nothing to do. Come on over to Lincoln High School.
When we talk about buying local, supporting local, we're talking about those kind of things too, everybody. What it does for those kids when they see people in the stands and everything and supporting them and cheering them on. It's some good work. You're building confidence in kids. That's some of the best work you can do. Terry and I will come back. We got four great Valentine's Day gifts and three terrible choices. We're going to help you out today. We're going to help you. Coming up on the morning show.
But if you already bought it.
Yeah, too late.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Kick off the new year with a style that's all your own. Stand out and set the trend with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Design custom sports apparel that showcases your unique flair. When you feel good, you perform better.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
We have more snow on the way late today, tonight, through much of Saturday. We could get 4 to 7 inches by the time everything winds down late Saturday into Saturday night. Today, snow in the afternoon up to 23, snow tonight 18, 29 tomorrow, with much colder temperatures for most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 3 above.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Got a bunch of fun stuff lined up for you before we get to the end of the hour. We'll talk about our schedule and some other great things we got going on here at WFHR. Right now, there's an article online that claims to have the best and worst Valentine's Day gifts, but the rationale behind them is a little shaky. So let's see what you guys think. And of course, audience participation is always included. Under their list of, quote, best gifts, watches. The site experts say a watch represents the gift of time. By gifting a watch, you'd be promising your partner that you'll be present for them.
Interesting.
Okay.
I like it. To me, that seems kind of like a an old... I don't know. I guess I don't see it with smartphones. Like, I don't see as many people wearing watches.
Yeah.
I know people still do, but or you see people wearing smartwatches. But just in general. But, you know, back in the day, a million years ago, like when I worked at Yonkers and stuff, we used to sell a ton of watches.
They've really become a status symbol. They've really become more of kind of a thing for people that have money to kind of show that they have money. And like, you know, like we all saw in the Super Bowl and Tom Brady's big, gigantic golden watch or whatever. I just me personally, and I will admit I've been poor my whole life. I can't think of anything tackier.
Well, I just laugh because there's nothing about Tom Brady that I'm like.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. 100% with you. 100%.
I didn't even notice he had a watch on.
Overrated. Chocolate. Chocolate shows up on the list. The gift of chocolate can be traced back to the Mayans, who viewed cocoa, the main ingredient in chocolate, as a heart opener.
Oh, nice. I'm all in on the chocolates, but I know we're coming to this later, but not that darn mixed box.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, with you. I eat like two or three of the ones out of there.
After you poke a hole in the bottom to figure out what they are.
Yeah, yeah. Scarves. They represent a strong spiritual connection. They show faith in the relationship and a desire to keep each other warm and protected. So what I'm really reading here is you can spin anything.
Oh,
you,
sure.
Whatever you're getting, you get them a coloring book and you can say, we will color the world together.
The point is, did you put any thought into it?
Yes.
And are you sharing that sentiment?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like just, I mean, because literally if some girl walked in here right now and just handed you a box with a scarf in it, I'd be like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the
with things, all of it, some girl and the scarf.
Nicely done. I can't even get mad at that. Well played. One thing that they're saying here, too, whether they're trying to or not, communication. Like talking and being able to, and knowing your audience, knowing the person you're getting the gifts for and everything. I think that's big in this, too. Kitchenware, they wrap up with. Despite the backlash against presents, which are seen as functional or boring, kitchen utensils can let your partner know that you want to nourish each other's souls and create something together. I guess I can kind of see that.
I'm a fan of kitchen gadgets.
Yeah.
But I'm particular about them. So, I would love that as a gift, but you should pay attention to something maybe that I've mentioned. Like, don't go buy me a random kitchen thing because I really don't want, and I know that sounds terrible, but
no,
I really don't want a random something.
I think there's, you know, we're really, for a lot of people, they're bad at saying, oh, what do you want? Oh, I don't want it. Oh, I got it. I don't need anything. We're so quick to say that. And we really kind of hurt people in what they're going to get for us or anything. Because again, going back to love language, this is how some people express their love, is by being able to do something for someone else. So when you don't really share anything, you can't, for one, be surprised for what you get. And two, you're kind of holding it back on the other person. They're not able to express what they want to express.
You know, and if somebody says, do you have some gift ideas? Is there anything wrong with being specific?
Not at all. I think I actually appreciate
you know what I mean? Like, I think
great.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't have to be. I want a private island, and I want the Hope Diamond. It doesn't have to be huge stuff.
It could be, instead of just chocolates, you could say turtles. Yeah. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, you could be specific about what you would actually enjoy.
And as sexist as this is going to sound, I believe I can back this up with evidence. Ladies, please, for the love of God, anybody who's a partner to a man out there, please be specific, because we need that. We really, really do.
I mean, there's something about the surprise gift.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
Maybe a way to rectify this is, like, at a certain point in the year, you just, like, share a idealist, right? Mm-hmm. And then that could surface for Christmas or your birthday or Valentine's Day or Mother's Day or, you know.
You drop seeds. Drop seeds, like, throughout the year,
I mean,
and everything.
Like, write it in black Sharpie and hang it on the fridge.
Because if you don't, yes. If you don't do that, you may end up with one of the three worst Valentine's gifts, according to this article. Lingerie. The site experts say, since underwear covers most private areas, it represents a desire to kind of stay hidden in all this. While they're really looking into some of this stuff, there's some psychology,
you know,
it.
Having worked in a department store, though, lingerie is a classic gift. Like, I'm not surprising that it would be on there.
And before I go any further, I thought of this before, I just skated past it, though, but I think one of the things, too, is how like kitchenware might be a perfect Valentine's Day gift, but I don't know if it's a great first Valentine's gift. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think if you guys just got together,
I don't know
that that's the one to come out the box with.
Or if dinner time is a point of contention, right? Like, who's going to make dinner? Why am I always making dinner? Yeah. You know, like coming forth with a new saute pan probably is not going to win you points.
No, probably not. It's a good point. Alcohol. The word alcohol comes from the Arabic word al-kahal, which links to both early cosmetics and spirits. The word ghoul derives from the same source. Interesting. And bath salts or bath bombs. Salt is a cleanser and a purifier, so the gift of bath salts will help rid the receiver of any negativity in a relationship. But if you are the toxic partner, you will be cleansed away.
Down the drain.
Wow. Wow.
That's kind of fabulous.
It's kind of all right.
But, you know, going back to the alcohol thing, right? Like, you know, maybe when you say alcohol, people think like hard alcohol, but maybe there's a favorite kind of wine.
Yep.
Or maybe there, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know. I think it's, isn't it really just paying attention and being thoughtful?
Yes, 100%. Yes.
It's not even about value, like a dollar value. It's about what is just a little something that's meaningful.
I genuinely think this really isn't that hard. It might be tough if you've been together for a while and stuff. I completely admit that. But I think if you're paying attention to your partner, you're going to have the answers. They're all there for you.
I mean,
all you got to do is be paying attention.
Even what's their favorite, like, kind of drink, right? Like, is it a coffee? Is it a kind of soda? Is it whatever? With a little snack? You know, like, it's... Yeah, put some thought into it.
Just put some thought.
You don't have much time. Don't think too long.
Yeah.
You can think for a couple hours, and then you better get it together, man.
That clock is ticking. Yeah. Speaking of that time, we will come back, and we're going to talk about what's the perfect nap time? What's the perfect nap length? We're going to come back with that one after our news, sports, and partner break. Terry and I will be back with more show, morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A proposal to expand Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers is once again being considered in the Wisconsin State Senate. Here's Savannah Tolme-Olson.
The bill would give low-income moms a full year of postpartum Medicaid coverage on BadgerCare, as opposed to the 60 days currently allowed. There are only two states in the nation where Medicaid has not been expanded to moms for a full year. That's Wisconsin and Arkansas. State senators heard testimony on the issues from medical providers this week. The proposal has wide bipartisan support in the legislature, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss opposes the bill. Because of that, he has not put it up for a vote in the Assembly, and even with that bipartisan support with no vote, it can't pass.
In tribute to Bob Uecker, the Milwaukee Brewers have introduced a special patch for the upcoming season. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
It's adorned with Uecker's signature on a gold and navy plaid design. It'll be worn by the team during spring training and throughout the regular season. It'll first appear February 22nd during the team's preseason game against the Reds in Phoenix.
Powers Bluff Tubing Hill will be open this weekend from 10 to 4, both Saturday and Sunday. Sessions are 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 1 to 4 p.m. Tickets are $13 per session or $22 for the day. Tubes are provided. If you don't want to tube, maybe you want to volunteer. The Arpen Lions Club is looking for volunteers to help run the concession stand. The job includes free food and soda. Snowmobile trails will open in Portage County on Saturday morning. Zone 1 of the Portage County Snowmobile Trail System will open at 8 a.m. on February 15th. All other zones are closed. Zone 1 trails are thin and in fair to good condition, but watch for hazards. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers prepare for Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Big game for Wisconsin tomorrow, taking on number 7th ranked Purdue in West Lafayette. Tip off at noon. The Badgers have surpassed preseason predictions. Head coach Greg Gard on the Jim Rome Show.
If I had said you back then, in the middle of February, you would be in the top 15 or 16, what would you have said?
I would have said our plan has come together in terms of how we wanted to put this roster together, and more importantly, a credit to our players of how they perform.
Marquette on the road at Villanova a week from tonight. The Golden Eagles ranked 18th in the nation. NBA, the All-Star Game this weekend in San Francisco. 25 years ago, Damian Lillard's father took him to the All-Star Game as a 9-year-old growing up in Oakland.
So now to be, like you said, 25 years later, and this being my 9th All-Star Game, and kind of back in front of that hometown crowd, it's definitely a special moment.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While attacks on democracy norms ensue in Washington, state legislatures have also been busy. We have updates from Utah, Kansas, Indiana, and the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race. Voting Rights Lab reports that the Utah House is considering HB 300, which forces mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. Election Day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before Election Day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court may revisit it. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, our pal Emerson Lehman from the WBAY Morning Show is in studio. Up-and-coming singer-songwriter Kalen Cole performs live, and it's a bar band Friday night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
On the next Midday Magazine, we wrap up the week in part one with the Fact Group from Lincoln High School, and in part two, our friends from the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. It's 4 to 5 on WFHR.
We have more snow on the way late today, tonight, through much of Saturday. We could get 4 to 7 inches by the time everything winds down late Saturday into Saturday night. Today, snow in the afternoon up to 23, snow tonight 18, 29 tomorrow, with much colder temperatures for most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 3 above.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. James and Terry taking you through. We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to get into a fun topic in a second here. But first, we want to shout out our friend Jane out in Nakusa listening. She chimed in. The greatest love song is George Strait, I Cross My Heart.
That's my wedding song.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I agree. Good call out.
There's a couple of great ones over there on the countryside. We take a look at a topic that I don't know that really gets a lot of talk, although we kind of talk around it a lot, naps, and how important naps are and how big naps are. The older you get, the more you appreciate them and everything. I am horrible at napping. I will journalistically mention that right away. I am bad at sleep in general, but napping I am horrible at. I've just never been good at being able to just tune out and take a time out and everything. And one of the things that also plays on me, and this is part of being in radio for so long, even when I'm not in radio and I'm just in my day-to-day life, even if I have nothing to do, time is such a factor to me, and I'm thinking of time and how much time am I spending on this and how much am I spending on that. And none of this is healthy. I'm not saying any of this is good. So this article actually could kind of help me with this. If I can kind of narrow it down to a certain time, it might ease my brain up a little bit to be able to do this, because I can't think. I know, as bad as I am, there are other people out there that are probably not as bad at this as I am at it, but there's others that probably are similar, I would think.
You know, I love to nap, and I don't even know if it's because I'm tired. You know?
Yeah.
You know, nice, what I mean? Nice, like, yeah. on work day, like during the week, mm-hmm. I'm not sitting at work going, I'm so tired, I need a nap, right? Yeah, like, yeah. I have no issue with that. But honestly, like, let's say tomorrow I have nothing going on, I guarantee you I will take a nap.
Right up.
And maybe because I'm tired, or maybe because I just want a break, but there's something about, like, just snuggling up somewhere and going to sleep for a little while.
Oh, especially days like this weekend.
I love it.
It's, yeah. It's telling you to hibernate. This weather is telling us to, pretty much. We all get tired. And they say about 80% of people take naps, even if it's just a brief one before bed. There's new research out that says the, quote, perfect nap time is 142. And that the optimum nap length is 51 minutes.
Wow. Remember when they used to say naps 20 minutes? A 20-minute nap was it? And I'm always like, dang, 20 minutes went by already?
right. If a nap goes longer than that at around an hour and a half, it can do more harm than good for your momentum and energy levels.
I do agree with that. If I do take a nap, I always set an alarm because if I sleep for an hour, then it's 2 hours. You know what I mean? Like, I just never, I'll get back up, but I don't really want to do anything when I get back up.
To that point, if it goes on for 2.5 hours, then it's officially a full sleep session.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. For some people, even 51 minutes can be too long. One sleep expert advised that naps should be kept short, with 20 to 30 minute intervals being ideal, but it can go to 50-51 minutes.
I mean, I could do 51 minutes. And what time are we supposed to start? 142.
142.
Let's give this a shot.
Yeah. Right.
Program the lights to all go down at 142.
Yes. Our station will just go kind of.
I hope our staff isn't listening we're not taking a nap at 142.
That's the other end of this is who can take naps, because I don't even know when I would take a nap.
But like that maybe Sundays. That is part of the culture in some other countries. But also there are some workplaces that I know of, like big workplaces that have like nap rooms. I would not be a good boss at a place like that because I'd be like setting the timer outside the door.
yeah.
Even though I'm a napper, like to me, that's like no.
That is going to be wild to see as the younger generations kind of take over more jobs and do more of these things and everything. How much this changes, if it changes. I don't know if it will or not.
And but, who knows? And it's a good thing I'll be out of the workplace by then because I would probably go insane.
I hear you. Same, 100%.
You know what I mean? Like work ethic to me is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a and you know I don't know the balance. I'm still trying to figure it out myself and everything. So to each their own and knowing your own self. The people at NASA agree with all this data. A while back, they did a study that found the perfect nap length at 26 minutes because you're only going through the first two stages of sleep at that time.
Yeah, and I do think that that's why they say not too long because, right, you kind of get into that deep sleep and then... I don't know. For me, I feel like if I take an afternoon nap tomorrow when I do, Sunday when I do, you know, I can test it. But I feel like I'm always setting my alarm for 45 minutes because it takes me a little while to fall asleep. You know what I mean? Might take 5 minutes or so to fall asleep. And then, there is something about a nap.
Yep, something about it. If it's what you're looking for, it hits the spot literally. Speaking of hitting the spot, chocolate can do that. Chocolate hits the spot.
I think it always does that.
Kind of does. Yeah, kind of always does. It's a go-to. And it's a go-to staple for Valentine's Day, certainly this time of year. And Valentine's Day is also National Cream-Filled Chocolate Day, as we look at our National Day of Calendar. Oh, a little side note. Tomorrow is Wisconsin Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's just day celebrating Wisconsin. Certainly not the day that Wisconsin was incorporated into the Union or anything, but it's just a noteworthy day to celebrate Wisconsin and all things Wisconsin.
Nice.
I want to make sure to mention that. Yeah. Celebrate Wisconsin tomorrow, everybody. Someone polled 4,000 Americans to find the most popular filling in those chocolates.
Mm.
And I voted zero. I don't like filling.
This is all cream filling, right?
Yeah.
Because I love caramels, but I don't consider that a filling. To me, it's the creamy filling, right?
Yeah. So we'll start at the bottom of the list. 6%. I'm sorry, 7% said mint. 9% said fruity filling. 10% said toffee. 12% said coconut filling. 16% said nuts, and the number one filling. Caramel.
Oh, okay. So it's not just cream filling. So, yes, I like the caramel out of that list that you did there. Caramel, I'm fine with. Maybe some nuts, not all nuts.
Mm.
And caramel and nuts together is ideal.
Yeah.
And I don't mind mint.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind mint.
But, okay. But now let's go back to the heart-shaped box of candy, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there is no map on the underside or under the cover, that is probably the cheapest box of chocolates you've ever bought.
Yep. I don't even know if it's worth it. I'm
Put it back.
I'm not sure it's worth it. Yeah.
Because... I just remember that as a kid, you know, like being at my, and it wasn't always the heart shaped box. It was sometimes just the, you know, the rectangle box, like at my grandma's house. And when they finally started putting maps in those things, it was like, oh, thank God.
Because, that was so awesome.
Because there, it was like, you know, you'd take one, right? And that was your one.
Yes.
And it's like, and I'd be like, Mom, what kind is this? You know, what's in this? Because
my mom or my grandmother's, they would always give us we could grab one. And you had, and it was Russian roulette. It was like, that one looks like it's a filled one.
And never pop the whole thing in your mouth.
No.
Take a bite.
You gotta take a bite first.
At least you can spit that part out. Mm-hmm. If you have the whole thing in your mouth,
good luck. 5% said something other than those six things. Only 3% said that they don't like any kind of chocolate.
I was going to say I'd like to know who they are, but I really don't care who you are. I think you should acquire a taste for chocolate.
Yeah, I that's a wild stat to me, 3%. But even that's high.
But I like chocolate. And you know what? I like white chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate. Uh-huh. Like I'm all in.
See, I'm with you up to white chocolate. I don't know why, but white chocolate can give me a headache. Like, I don't know what it is about it, but there's something completely different about it to me. I'd rather have, like, vanilla. I'd rather just, like, anything vanilla.
You know what I like? We'll get away from the box of chocolates. How about chocolate-covered strawberries?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love those.
I even like chocolate-covered raisins or nuts.
I don't like raisins.
I like chocolate-covered things, too. I'm with you on that. We will take a time out. We'll come back. We got some good stories of the day to get to. We're also going to talk a little United Way and Power of the Purse. All that coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
We have more snow on the way late today, tonight, through much of Saturday. We could get 4 to 7 inches by the time everything winds down late Saturday into Saturday night. Today, snow in the afternoon up to 23, snow tonight 18, 29 tomorrow, with much colder temperatures for most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Closing time for the week. Terry and James here with you. We'll take you to the top of the hour, wrap up the morning show for the week. Thank you so much to everybody out there listening, playing along with our games, calling in on our topics. We appreciate you all. Appreciate all of our co-hosts as well throughout the week. You guys make this show. We appreciate you. Wrap up with another kind of love story, if you will. The Odessa Zoo in Ukraine announced its unusual duo of the year. And it's a good one. Their annual couple of the year contest. And it's a cat and a sheep. The zoo said on social media that Mesarik and the cat and Bagel the lamb were chosen as this year's couple of the year, beating several same species pairs, including lemurs, tigers, and porcupines.
I mean, it's a little out there.
The finalists were revealed in a YouTube video earlier in the week, and they just became friends at this zoo, and now they can't separate them. This cat and this sheep.
Like, are we talking like a like,
yeah, I'm
a
showing
little
Terry
kitty.
A picture of it. It's a little kitty.
I mean, when you're saying cat, I'm like, we're talking a lynx, a bobcat. Yeah, like, are we talking a lioness?
Right, yeah.
You know, but it's just a cute little house cat.
Yeah. Yeah,
laying on the back of the sheep. It's cute.
It's cute. It is. I mean, that's a Disney movie right there.
It's cute.
I mean, that's pretty good. That is pretty great. A shout out to our friends at UPI.com. You can find the complete article there if you'd like. Or just throw it in your search engine. Couple of the year, Ukraine Zoo, any of the above. I love that. That's fantastic. Every zoo should do
zoo
this.
Zoo couple of the year.
That's great. I love that. We have some other things to talk about when it comes to love and love on the air text win contest. We had a lot of fun with this one. One more time, a shout out to Corey Emmerich, our winner. Congratulations to Corey. And of course, a big thank you to everybody that played along and our sponsors. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing, Wham Incorporated, our text line sponsor, Johnson & Sons Jeep, and all the great people that put into this, and all of our people, our staff that did. We appreciate everybody. Great work, everyone, on this one. Be on the lookout, everybody. Keep that Civic Media app handy, because we're going to be doing more of these. Got some other great things I wanted to touch on, like our schedule. We got a good one lined up for you today. We're going to wrap up the week of Midday Magazine from 4 to 5 with some great friends. In part one, fact members from Lincoln High School. We're going to have Isabella, Allison, Vanessa, Michael, and Michelle with us. A bunch of great kids.
Nice.
Looking forward to talking with them. That's going to be great. And in part two, Michael Barnes, marketing director with our Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market, going to be there. We'll be talking with him, thanks to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau. And later tonight, we've got a Playmakers lined up for you. Join us from 5 to 5:30. It's a short one, just here for a little while, because we're going to be the pregame, your tailgate into Wisconsin men's hockey as they take on Ohio State. That'll be at 5:30 right here at WFHR. And it is a puck night, because over on WIRI, tonight and tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, the puck will drop as your boys of winter take on the Asante Outlaws. River King's in town. Let's show them what home ice advantage is. Get your tickets and get on over there to the Southland County Rec Center. Going to be a good one, and it's playoff time for the Kings. Like, it's not technically the playoffs, but the way coach has got these guys going and everything, and the way these boys are playing, it is playoff time, baby. I feel bad for the Outlaws. They got to travel here and lose. That ain't gonna be easy.
Warm up the bus, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun one. Join Michael, our great friend Michael Comer, and Seth for these games. Just shout out to Michael and the great job he's been doing covering this for us. He's been doing great. We got great stuff on the radio dial all weekend long, everybody. Join us for the Sunshine Polka Show at 7. Maybe the greatest show of all time.
Probably.
It probably is.
I think it is.
I feel pretty confident saying that. Join Tim Hubbell for that one every Saturday at 7. Tim scours the universe looking for great polka, and he brings it to you. At 8 a.m., Terry Talks Nutrition, brought to you by our good friends from Family Natural Foods. Tamari Lemron knows so much about this industry and has brought so much of this industry to the modern world and everything. Terry's a great talker. Be sure to check that out. And then 11 to noon, we have our Best of the Morning Show lined up for you. Be sure to join us for that. Some of the best bits of the week we put into that one, and be sure to check that out. And then on Sunday, what a lineup we have for you this week, everybody. From 5 to 6, we have Director's Playhouse. Seth and I welcomed in this week Kathy Miles. Kathy Miles, I do not throw this word around. She is a legend.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She is
She's
a
great.
Legend. She is one of our greatest assets, our greatest success stories of Wisconsin Rapids. Not only a Rapids kid that put into this community and helped really the founder of Wisconsin, one of the founders of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, as we're celebrating 50 years over there. But you think about the work that she's done outside of this community and the work she's done around the world. We had such a great time talking to Kathy. She's one of my bigger influences, and I really enjoyed the time from her. A big thank you to her for joining us. That episode will premiere this Sunday from 5 to 6, and you can check the podcast at civicmedia.us. Seth will have a great Seth Faces the Music for you this weekend. Be sure to join him for that 6 to 8 every Sunday. And I got a great Unlabeled for you from 8 to 9. It's our 20th episode. Our 20th episode of Unlabeled already.
Nice.
Yeah, and we had some fun with this one too, everybody. Took some requests and all that. You can get me your requests for Unlabeled. Just email me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can text us on the Civic Media app. Just text me. If it's a song that came out in the 90s, I'll play it. There's no genre I won't play, as long as it is, you know, safe to play on the air.
Only the 90s.
Only the 90s. From 1990 to 1999, we will play it for you on Unlabeled every Sunday from 8 to 9.
What if there was a revival of a Corey Hart song?
Maybe, 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 especially if you're requesting, I'll think about it. I do want to remind everybody a couple of quick notes. Our Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market over at the Wisconsin Rapids and Moravian Church will not be open tomorrow. They'll be back the following weekend, though, so we appreciate them. And I want to remind everybody about our offices. Of course, Monday is President's Day, so we will not be, our office won't be open. So we encourage you to stop by today if you have to, or Tuesday. Plan that out. And let's be honest with the weather. Maybe we may be doing you a favor right here, not being open on Monday with the way the weather is looking and everything. But keep that in mind, everyone. And just a real quick shout out to Seventh Day Advent Church at 611 24th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. They have their Meals with Love going on tomorrow. It's a free community meal. Hot meals served from 4:30 to 5:30. Doors open at 4:15. Big tip of the hat to them for doing that. And Terry, I wanted to talk a little Power of the Purse with you. It's coming up right around the corner.
It is coming
up. Less than a month away.
Yeah, woo! So Tuesday, March 11th is our annual Power of the Purse. So we are inviting, you know, ladies from the community, bring your friends, gather your girlfriends, daughters, mothers, aunts, whoever. But we encourage you to join us at Bullseye Golf Club for our annual Power of the Purse. This is a, as you imagine, a handbag event. But you don't have to come in search of a purse. You can also just come in, you know, wanting to focus on thinking about childhood literacy and some of the work of Women United. So it is just a great social time. But March 11th, 5 p.m., tickets are on sale now. You can get those at our office, 351 Oak Street, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4. The easier way is probably just get them online, where you can visit us at uwswac.org, and you can purchase your tickets there. We're really looking forward to this year's event. We will have, you know, probably 24-ish handbags available for nice. Silent auction, and all kinds of raffles, all kinds of fun things going on. And of course, we can't do this without our sponsors, so we thank all of them. But this is a really big deal for us, because this is where the bulk of the funding comes from for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. And we expanded that program this year to include Adams County. So all children who reside in our service area, Southwood or Adams County, from birth to age 5 are eligible to receive free books in the mail. And this event is how that gets funded. So, we encourage all the women in the community to jump in. We will, about 10 days out, start some sneak peeks on our Facebook nice. So and social media. So I encourage you to be checking that out if you're coming to the event, and get your eyes on what purse you might want to you might want to be competing for.
You can find out more and follow along at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well, and especially on Facebook, and share their posts on Facebook on your page. Not only will other people see them that might not have otherwise, but it's also going to help them with their algorithm and getting kind of back into the swing of these things. Let's help them out with that. There are very few organizations to put into their community and back up what they do more than the United Way. Back them up, and let's have their back like they have ours. Help them out with these events. Volunteer. Be a part of things with our United Way. Find out more at uwswac.org. Also want to remind everybody, our great friends at El Cafe have their barbecue ribs benefit going on tomorrow, the Tony Perez benefit. They'll be open from 7 to 6 on Saturday. There's so much going on, and they're offering these amazing ribs, and a portion of the proceeds will go to help out Tony. You can pre-order those ribs at 715-887-2233, 887-2233. Thank you to everybody who's already pre-ordered those.
Just sounds yummy, doesn't it?
It really does. I've been talking about it all week, and I just can't. I got to have ribs. I got to have those ribs.
Like your mouth is, you know, you're trying to water.
Yeah, cannot help it. Naming bugs, rats, and neutered cats after your ex, it was being a big deal on Valentine's Day and everything. But this idea caught fire a while back and raises lots of money for shelters, zoos, and other great causes. The New York Post did a roundup on one bird rescue place in Alaska ran a promo called Love Hurts, where you could name a rat after your ex and have a bird eat it for $100. They've raised over 18 grand. Okay. Man.
How many are named James?
A good 5%. A good 10%.
Yeah, but they're not 10, all you. It's not all you.
No, it's just a popular name. But at least 2%. At least 2% are my part. I own that. a woman in upstate New York got to go to jail for her 104th birthday. It's the only thing she asked for. So her local sheriff's office helped make it happen this week. There was no real rhyme or reason of why.
Curious.
She was curious, and she was also trying to have some fun. But it's also kind of one of those things where she's joking, but then, you know, they did it.
You know, March of Dimes used to do that jail and bail thing.
Yeah.
And I used to get thrown in there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there was, and that's just a goofy, you know, setup. But same kind of, like, there's just a curiosity about it sometimes. I think. Or, you know, when people go on the jail tours and stuff. So maybe she just was always curious.
And a school bus driver in Washington State somehow kept his cool after a big piece of metal came through the windshield last Friday, hit him in the chest, but he never took his eyes off the road. Thankfully, he is okay, and the kids that were on the bus, the high school basketball team, were all okay.
That is so scary.
And the video of it is insane. Just a shout out to him and all those bus drivers out there. We greatly appreciate all of you. Keep up the great work, everybody. And a great show today, Terry. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Great to be here.
And appreciate you and the United Way. You guys have a safe, warm, good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Have a good one out there, everybody. Meet us back here next month on Monday for more Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. U.S. retail sales fell 0.9% in January. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger points a finger of blame.
This is really concerning and a really negative reflection on the Fed and Jerome Powell for not lowering interest rates sooner.
In Southern California, hillsides and neighborhoods left barren by the wildfires are now awash in floods and mud after massive rainfall. Homeowner Clayton Colbert.
We have fires all the time. We have mudslides, but nothing as apocalyptic as this.
So far, three federal prosecutors have resigned rather than follow Trump Justice Department orders to drop corruption charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams, apparently because Adams will cooperate with Trump's immigration plans. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
A metastasizing scandal that is touching more officials inside the Department of Justice and setting off more alarm bells and triggering more resignations. It may not stop where it ended on Thursday.
CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
James here, host of